Here again, our Lord is confronted with these Pharisees who were holier than thou, trying to do what was right, whose hearts ended up being far from him because they were so fixated on the little dictates of the law. And they were trying to please God. But what they didn't know or didn't read well enough or understand well enough from the Old Testament, and as Jesus was revealing it to them, was this extension of love of God must reach neighbor. Was it not Jesus who said, love God and love your neighbor? It's the sum of the whole law. And these Pharisees dedicated their lives to fulfilling the law, but they forgot an essential part. That my love of God must reach neighbor, or as Jesus says, you're worthless to me. Because God doesn't need to be loved. He's perfect in himself. We need to love him because it's part of how we're created. Why? Because of what he did. That extraordinary moment of the Passover we read in the first reading, sparing us from eternal damnation. He said, what I've done for you, the proper response should be gratitude, love. But what needed to be purified in the hearts of the Pharisees, who were Jesus' toughest critics, he had much more success with abject sinners, losers, drunkards, you name it. He had much more success with them because they could understand mercy, because they needed it and they knew they needed it. The Pharisees didn't think they needed it, that they could do it themselves. And how far their hearts were from the Lord. So this challenge, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, is first an invitation to say, what have you received? And if you properly understand what you've received, Jesus must be inviting us into this, then you have no other option but to give it. If we understand how absolutely dependent we are, that we should be in hell, were it not for the saving action of Jesus Christ, then the automatic response is, I'm going to be merciful and love my neighbor. I'm going to give what I've received abundantly. So this challenge, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, the Pharisees were sacrificing out of self-will and had completely forgotten the Old Testament, apparently, which they were supposed to be scholars of, and forgotten that the Passover had happened for them and for us. So Jesus' invitation, we do sacrifice for the Lord, we must, but with a proper disposition of the heart, I'm going to do these things for you, Lord, to stay connected to you and close to you because you've done everything for me. And I must extend your mercy to everyone I meet because I, unworthy, have received all of that and more. It's our invitation too, because remember, it's easy for us to fall into Pharisaism or neo-Pharisaism. It's easy for us, religious folk, well-intentioned, hard-working, desirous, trying to do good things for the Lord. It's easy for us to fall into that. And how do we know when we have? When we're not merciful with others. That's when we know. It's a good gut check. So Jesus, help us to just have hearts filled with gratitude. For we've been spared the fires of hell. We've been rescued from Satan himself. And now with hearts of gratitude, we should go out, spread that message with abundant mercy to all those whom we meet today.